إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ma'un, which we all know, the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. He is referring to, if you look at the ayah before that to which it is related, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَوَيْلُوا لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to the people who pray but who delay their salah, and they pray in order to show other people, and who deny people even small things, who deny the small good things. Some of the mufassirin in Taqiyuddin Hilaluddin Mohsin Khan's The Noble Quran, it's translated, Ma'un is translated as denying people even something like sugar or salt or something like this. Small things, nothing important. But not even giving that. The thing I want to remind myself and you is that, as they say, drop by drop makes an ocean. It is the small things which, when they are accumulated over time, which result in a great deal of goodness. And if these small things are neglected because they are small, then the result is not good. Similarly, happiness in life consists of appreciating and being thankful for the small things. Because if you look at the big events, they are there in almost every life, Allah alam. But how many of them are there? You know, if you count in your whole life, you might have 2, 3, 4 big events. But other than that, that's it. So if you are waiting for some major event to happen in your life, that's not going to happen that often. But small things are there on a daily basis. They are there on a daily basis. Every day there is a small thing that we have the opportunity to be thankful for, opportunity to be thankful for. And that thankfulness creates happiness. Now, in Tabligh, there is a piece of advice. The other day, my dear friend Zafar Ansari Kittu sent me one video clip which was very interesting. But that's a very common advice in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, you hear it all the time, where they say two pieces of advice. They say, in Urdu I'll say it first and then English, they say, chote se mazhe ke liye, chote se mazhe ke liye, guna mat karo. Kyunki mazha khatam ho jayega, guna baki rahega. Aur choti si mashakkat ke dar se, नेकी मत छोड़ो, क्योंकि मुशक्कत ख़त्म हो जाएगी, नेकी बाकी रहेगी. इट सेज फॉर अ स्मॉल प्लेजर और अ शॉर्ट टाइम प्लेजर और अ स्मॉल सक्सेस, डू नॉट कमिट अ सिन, बिकॉज दैट प्लेजर विल फिनिश बट द सिन विल रिमेन. हाउ लॉन्ग विल द सिन रिमेन? इल्ला माशाल्लाह, अनलेस अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला फॉरगिव्स, that sin will remain in your cover, that sin will stand with you on the day of judgment, and if Allah does not forgive, then that sin will land you in the Jahannam, in the hellfire. Even though it may look like a small thing, on the face of it, it may look like a small thing, but if Allah does not forgive, then there is no small thing and big thing. As I remind myself and you many times, all of this classification of Saghair and Kabair, it is for the sake of fiqh. Sin is sin. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, it is a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is by itself bad. To think that a sin is small is the biggest sin. To consider any sin to be small is the biggest sin, because to consider the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be small is a sign of arrogance, of kibr, which is the worst sin. Similarly, a small, so the quote is, do not commit a sin for the sake of momentary pleasure or a small pleasure, because the pleasure will finish but the sin will remain. Similarly, do not stop doing or do not hesitate to do or do not do a good thing for the fear of a small inconvenience. For example, getting up for tahajjud, it's a momentary inconvenience, it's a small inconvenience, but we leave something which is the key to getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, many other things. So do not allow the fear of small inconvenience to stop you from doing a good thing, because the inconvenience is momentary, it will finish, but the good will remain, and that good again will remain in our qubur, it will remain with us on the day of judgment, and inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness and acceptance. This has the potential to take us into Jannah. So the small things must not be disregarded, they must not be ignored, and they must not be treated with disdain, because all these small things accumulate and they become big. Take for example from the seerah, a man came to Nabi ﷺ and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I commit every crime in the book. I'm a weak man and I do all kinds of major things, major sins. And I would like to change, but I cannot give up all those things. So tell me one thing to give up." Now he's talking about zina, he's talking about fornication, he's talking about alcohol, he's talking about gambling, all kinds of things. So he said, "I can give up one thing, not all of them. So please tell me what to give up and I'll give up." Now out of all of the things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell him to stop any big thing. He told him to stop something which is apparently small. He said, "Do not tell a lie. Do not tell a lie." The man promised. And he must have thought to himself, "A small thing, don't tell a lie." Then, now he went home. And after that, any time he had the opportunity to do something big, for example, if he had maybe a routine to go with his friends to his, you know, pub or something, the man thought to himself, "Tomorrow if I meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asks me, where were you last evening, what do I tell him? Because I said I will not lie, and I can't go and tell him I went to have a drink." So he said, "Better leave this." So he left that. And similarly for all the other things, until he stopped all the bad stuff he was doing, and all of that happened because of one apparently small thing. So the small thing is not small, the small thing by itself is big. Similarly, another hadith where there were these two people who accepted, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Salatul Fajr, he would turn around and sit and he would give some nasiha, and that's how this Fajr Imam is actually started, as the fulfillment of a sunnah, inshallah. We ask Allah for that reward. And he would also ask people if they had seen any dream, and then he would interpret the dreams. So Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, one day he said, "Ya Rasulullah, there were two people who accepted Islam on the same day." And he named them and he said that one of them died in one of the battles, Shaheed inshallah, and the other one died 1 year later, 12 months later, of natural causes. He said, "But in my dream, I saw the man who died of natural causes entering Jannah before the one who died as a Shaheed, and they both accepted Islam on the same day." So Rasulullah said, "Why are you surprised with that? Inshallah, Allah of course will give the Shaheed Jannah. But the one who lived for 1 year longer, he had the opportunity to do good for another 12 months. He got another Ramadan, he got all the, you know, he paid one more year of Zakat and he did whatever else he did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward for him is that he goes into Jannah, and wallahu alam, maybe he goes before the Shaheed." Now think about this, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say that this man in this 1 year did so many great things. He just spent 1 year, and in that 1 year he did what was normal for them. Of course, alhamdulillah, may Allah make it normal for us also. But the point is that he did what are apparently small things. You know, he would have prayed 5 times Salah in the masjid. Of course, he prayed behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but irrespective of that, the salah in the masjid is 27 times the value of salah in the house, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say only if it is prayed behind me. He didn't say that. It's salah in the masjid. Whoever is the imam, whoever, as long as you are staying with the jama'ah. So he would have prayed 5 salah in the masjid, he would have prayed tahajjud, he would have given charity and zakat and so on. Wallah ala, maybe he made hajj, right? He definitely got one Ramadan. So apparently small things, but these small things are, they accumulate on a daily basis, they accumulate, and eventually they end up in a, with a big thing, yeah, with big reward before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue here is, as I said, the wonderful piece of advice, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who give this good advice, is do not commit a sin for the sake of a small pleasure that it might give, because the pleasure will finish, the sin will remain. And do not hesitate or not do a small good thing for fear of the inconvenience, because the inconvenience will finish and the good will remain. And that's where I began with the ayat of Surah Ma'un, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned exactly the same thing in the Quran, where he said, woe to those who don't do the small good things, who deny people small, small help and so on, small good things. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to value all the good in our lives. I remember when I was a child, once I saw this, a friend of my father, who was a Marwadi guy. So those days used to have 5 paisa coins. 1 paisa, 2 paisa, all the 5 paisa. So there's a 5 paisa coin lying on the ground. They were walking, 5 paisa coin lying on the ground. This guy, this Marwadi guy, picked it up and he cleaned it and he kissed it and he touched it to his eyes and he put it in his pocket. So my father laughed and said, "Ye kya 5 paisa ke liye kar itna kar raha?" So bola, "Nahi doctor sahab, aur sar ko Lakshmi hai, Lakshmi." So my father said, "For 5 paisa you are doing this." He said, no, this is the goddess of wealth. Ye 5 paisa ka jama hoke daulat banti hai bola. He said, 5 paisa at a time creates great wealth. So the lesson is that small things, even though they may look small, it is very good to not to ignore them, whether it's negative or positive. Make sure that we always err on the side of caution and do that which is beneficial to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to please him and to save us from displeasing him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.